You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Bills pull it out in Jacksonville. What a game. On to the second round in the Broncos this Saturday. Talk about that matchup and yesterday's thriller with Eric Wood, who joins us now on the Western Hotline, as it is Football Monday around here. Eric, have you caught your breath yet since last night, since yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was a barn burner. That was nerve-wracking. You know, just one of those things where going back and forth in the fourth quarter, you just don't want the season to end yet. And so, obviously came out in the Bills' favor, but that was a heck of a football game.
How long did it take you to learn not to be yelling like a fan when the game is coming right down to the end? I only ask because, you know, Mike and I watched years and years worth of these games in the press box where there's no cheering, there's really no anything, as it should be. And I watch the games at home, game days. I work from home on post game, and I'm pretty quiet the whole game. My son is newer at all this, and he's working here now on the morning show, and he'll you know, say stuff. I'm mostly silent. But when it gets to that, like when they're pushing him in on the 11-yard tush push, I'm screaming, "No, don't score, don't score." How do you handle that? How hard was that for you to adjust to?
That's a great question. I'll say just being respectful of the play-by-play guy and knowing how often a really big call is going to be used throughout a week on national TV shows and all the rest. Like, I'm just trying not to step on their toes, not to ruin it. The one time I spoke over the play-by-play guy, and I heard about it plenty, was the Dolphins ran an onside kick. This is, I don't know, probably 5 years ago, and Micah Hyde returned it for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, get down, the game's over. Like, there's no – and not that they were going to come back from a two-score deal. It's just that's further risk of injury. You got to play more plays. The game's going to be over. Heck, I'm ready to go drink a beer in the parking lot after the game.
Yep.
And so I would say, go down, and people let me have it. And so it didn't take that long to adjust to, though. But there's not – I mean, like anybody – I mean – we don't do it often, but the Bills score to take the lead yesterday. It was after the interception. There's high fives around in the radio booth. We had some fun with that.
Yeah,
I know you.
Thanks for taking the question.
I know you came up listening to the Bengals though, and that guy. That's every play.
So I was gonna say, and also I've always heard the critique of Dave Lapham my whole life, talking over Dan Hoard,
right,
and, you know, screaming. And there's some people that like that. There's some people that, you know, appreciate that. I would say the majority
don't
appreciate that. They know that me and Chris want the Bills to win, and we want them to win bad. And we really enjoy our job and the team we cover, and we're grateful to do it. But we want to do it in a way that we don't interrupt someone trying to get a clear picture of what's going on. That's you know, driving a truck right. for a living on a Sunday. Like, we want to be really respectful of those guys and gals who need us to paint the picture.
So that play, the long tush push, the 11-yarder that originally was ruled a touchdown, in your head, are you going, no, no, no? Like, what is that like? What is that moment like in the booth?
Well, at first, yeah, you're just kind of like, wow, they're completely overpowering them. Look at this. And then I'm thinking to myself, man, I hope this is overturned and we're down at the half yard line. As they're reviewing it, we're kind of going through the points of whether you try and drain some clock in this situation to try and, you know, Jacksonville, Liam Cullum, if we're just short of the goal line, he's going to have to use his final timeout, which is great. Then do you run the risk of potentially mishandling a snap and offsides on a QB sneak, getting stuffed multiple times? Ultimately, Sean McDermott, I guess it's right because it worked out. But to me, I think that can go either way. Just, I mean, we would be kicking ourselves, obviously.
Yeah.
Had, you know, someone flinches on the goal line on the road where you can't hear, or you can barely hear the quarterback's cadence as it is, and someone flinches, and now you're at the 5.5-yard line, and now you look like a fool.
Real quick, I just want to squeeze in here. Plus that play, Eric, this year, it hasn't happened to the Bills, but it happened to the Eagles a couple times. And like every Monday, I would see, like, oh, they called a false start on the guard this time, but they didn't that other time. And it just feels kind of arbitrary how those flags have been thrown. And I would understand not wanting to take that chance and lose 5 yards there. Now it's second and goal at the 6. And like, yo, it's a whole different thing.
Right, and that play's hard to police. When the guys are lined up that close to the line of scrimmage and really crossing over the plane of the ball, it's hard. It's hard on the officials to see any movement in there, and if they see anything, they're going to call it. And then on the other side of it, how those line judges, the side judges, they're in a tough spot. It's basically a scrum, and you're guessing. You need that SkyCam footage, and basically, that's when you need that video replay assist because, I mean, they can guess where the ball's at and all that mess, but how do they know? And at what point do you stop the forward progress? And I think that's why a lot of teams wanted it banned and everyone's yep. throwing it in our faces today because Sean McDermott was adamant that he voted against the tush push. But it's one of those things where if it's legal and we got Josh Allen, why – until you do.
With Eric Wood, you're breaking up a little bit there, Eric. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, Football Monday on WGR. If we still have him, want to ask about just Allen. Not we don't have Eric. I don't need to say all this twice, Mike. You don't need to say all this twice. But what is left to say about Allen and just these performances? I think you had to have that game. But you got it, and now you got to do it again, and then maybe again. Like that, it's just
right.
It's a very challenging ask here, but it's whatever. Like if they lose this game, like the caller pointed out earlier, Lawrence might have had Washington to get the Bills right back in the last minute. If he does that, what are we doing today? We're just losing our minds, Eric. I don't know if anything is left to say about Allen, but what you've got yesterday and this year is just the physical toll. And, you know, it's got to account for something, but he plays through it. Now you have a few different parts of his body that might be, you know, less than 100%.
Yeah, for sure. And it's unfortunate. And, you know, some of it's self-inflicted on his end. Some of it's just kind of unfortunate scenarios where, you know, he just randomly gets his leg bent back yesterday and all that. It sure seemed like the Jaguars were headhunting pretty good, and Joshua Hines-Allen yesterday in the postgame was bragging about how they sent him to the injury tent twice, but then he still made the plays down the stretch. So, I mean, in the day and age of bounty gate and all that, it's probably not something I would say in a press conference. But that being said, you know, Josh is a warrior, and, you know, not that he ever needs to do anything to earn the respect of his teammates, but he continuously shows that if he's able to be out there, he will, and he makes himself available each and every week. So there's no doubt in my mind that he'll be
out there in uniform on Saturday, but a quick turnaround, the travel and all that, you know, it's one of those deals where I'm sure he's hurting today, everything from the finger to his knee to his foot that he already came into the game with. And so, he took a pretty good beating yesterday, but and not a lot of it was in the pocket per se. It wasn't like the offensive line against Houston got owned. It was just kind of circumstantial throughout the game and some of the stuff he did on the move. But I mean, Josh's performance yesterday was excellent. I thought he played like a quarterback with a lot of playoff experience early on. Let's see how the game unfolds. I'll take what the defense gives me. I'm not going to make mistakes with the ball. Starts the game, you know, like 9 for 11 or something, you know, just very efficient early on, taking what the defense gives them. And then it's the game dictated that some plays need to be made down the field. Okay, now here comes Superman. Here he comes, ready to go take this game over. And I mean, when the Bills were down, I'm sure you guys saw this too, but when the Bills were losing yesterday, he was 14 for 16. He had 133 quarterback rating, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's just, when he goes, and we've seen it continuously this year, when you need him to kind of step out and make plays down the field, he shows he still got it.
Yeah, and none bigger than the 36-yarder to Cooks that set up, ultimately, that long tush-push play. There were a couple of plays in between, but still, it's that same sequence. And, Eric, that throw is – it's incredible athleticism and toughness to stand in there in the face of that blitzer and get that ball where it ended up getting to without using his lower body really at all. He couldn't step into it. And there's also the manipulating of the defenders that I think happened on that play. So it's like both things. It's wondrously athletic and courageous, maybe even, to stand in there to take that shot. I mean, quarterbacks have to face that. It's one of the parts of the job. But it was also heady, smart, you know, whatever adjective you want to put on it, to sort of manipulate that outside defender to jump that out route and leave so much green for Cooks.
Yeah, and that kind of just sums up basically where Josh Allen's game's at right now, where, you know, on each and every week he shows off how athletic he still is, the arm strength, the toughness, and the intelligence. And it's just impressive, the career trajectory that he's had. And, that play was outstanding. And it was kind of a cat-and-mouse game where the Bills don't even have a running back on the field, which they did some yesterday without Ty Johnson being available. So they don't even have a running back on the field. They're in an empty set. They motion Shakir into the backfield on one side. And, I mean, Josh would never reveal this because it would give up too much of the strategy, but it's almost like he's begging you to blitz that guy off the left so that you only have so many guys so that he can make that hole shot. And I'm not sure if that's exactly what he was thinking, but he brings Shakir intentionally to the right side to say, okay, protect me over here because I want that guy to come, or I'm going to attack this side of the field. And it was executed perfectly. It was outstanding. And when I saw it unfold live in real time, just the demeanor in which he threw it, I almost thought, oh, he's going to throw it over Cook's head safely just to live another play.
Right.
And instead, it's just a perfect hole shot in the zone defense.
Well, he did it all without, again, just obvious go-to options among pass catchers. Gabe Davis was a guy. He loses Davis in this game. And you've got a big game from Shakir. Kincaid for 3, you know, sort of the usual stuff. Brandon Cooks, like we're talking about. And I don't know, Eric, like now they've got to patch it together again. This week, you mentioned Bounty Gate, actually. Here's Sean Payton and the Broncos this week. The thing here, we know, we talk about it all year, that number one seed, it's about as tough as it gets here, Eric, I would say, for the Bills on the road. A day less to prepare and to heal, plus the travel out there and the altitude there against Denver not only didn't play this week, but they didn't need the game in week 18. So it's like a Kansas City situation there. This one is going to be hard.
It will be, yeah. They're definitely rewarding these one seeds by giving them the Sunday teams on Saturday. And, yeah, it's going to be a difficult task, you know, to go out there. Playing in the elevation is real. It can be difficult. For me, the biggest thing was it almost is just like cotton mouth, where you're halfway through a drive and you feel like your mouthpiece is just sticking to your teeth because the air is so dry and thin. But I never noticed that I was particularly extra winded. I just felt like at times, like, just yeah. could hardly, like,
you wake up at 3 in the morning, like, what's going on?
Exactly.
My lips going to pull apart if I open my mouth right now? Yeah, like that kind of dry? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like where a guy, you know, they're, well, back in the day when they'd bring the chains out, but any type of stoppage like that, I'm like waving over to a trainer just to throw me a water bottle. But yeah, it'll be a tough test. And this Denver team's impressive. You know, offensively, they've had some ups and downs without J.K. Dobbins. Their run game's not really there. Bo Nix can make some improvisational throws that are impressive. And then at times he looks like he's equipped to operate from the pocket. And then defensively, they're really impressive. I watched them, I don't know, maybe about a month ago against the Commanders and thought, gosh, they're going to lose this game in overtime to the Commanders. And they squeaked that one out. You mentioned Kansas City earlier, kind of like last year when they didn't need it and this and that. Well, this Denver Broncos team has a lot of similarities in that they've won, what, 11 one-score games this year that – and I'm not saying they didn't earn those games, mm-hmm. but you win that many one-score games, you're catching a little bit of luck, and there's – the ball's got to bounce your way at times, and they've been fortunate to win those this year, and they grabbed the one seed, so they do have a massive advantage in this one. And so we'll – you know, I'm pretty confident that Sean McDermott and this defense – they're going to be able to give a young quarterback some confusion on the back end. They got to be able to stop the run better than they did against Jacksonville. But this rushing attack, you know, that Jaguars rushing attack wasn't that great either. And they ran the ball for about 7 yards a carry. But I have confidence in that side of the ball. And then, you know, the Bills are going to have to make some plays offensively. And guys, you know, you're probably going to throw away from Patrick Surtain. So can you pick on McMillan, the nickel, which we did last year in the playoff game? Can you pick on Riley Moss, who seems like he's a PI or a holding call, you know, once a series? And you're going to have to try and take advantage of some of those guys because you can't play from behind the sticks against this pass rush. They got 68 sacks on the season. The next closest, I believe, is 59 with Atlanta. So they're head and shoulders above the field sack-wise. So you don't want to get behind the sticks. So you try to establish the run, but they got the number two run defense in the league. So you try and stay disciplined and then go out and make some plays, and you're probably going to need another effort like Josh Allen played last week against the Broncos to get it done.
You mentioned Riley Moss, by the way. I was just looking at his name earlier. You probably can't lead the league in passes defended without, you know, taking some chances with the flags, you know, taking some liberties. So
well, that and he gets thrown at a ton because Surtain's okay, on the other side of the field.
Right.
Makes sense.
Obviously, these are not division rivals, Eric, but they did meet in the playoffs last year. How much familiarity is there? Like, how much carryover do you think? I mean, it's another new season. There's some different personnel, but it's the same coach, same quarterback, a lot of similar pieces on defense. And we heard a lot about how tough Denver was going to be on defense, and the Bills chewed them up.
Yeah, they put up over 30 last year in that game. And yeah, so you take some confidence from the fact that you've done it before in a playoff game, and obviously different situation when you're not at home and all that. But yeah, you can get some confidence from that. You know, guys are going to have individual matchups with guys that they had last year, so you kind of see what kind of moves they gave you or what they tried to use tactically to try to beat you, whatever position that may be. There's a lot you could take from that, and then, you know, there is carryover, but then each year, each team is different. This, you know, this Bills defense looks a ton different than it did a year ago schematically. The Bills offense does some different things, fairly similar, but does some different things as well. And so, you know, they're going to be the same way. And so you put a lot of prep into these, and, you know, this is I remember a Bill O'Brien quote from 2019, and he talked about meeting with his staff before playing the Bills in the wild card round. And he said, look, I'm just telling you, this is going to be the most prepared team we've played. The Bills are going to leave no stone unturned. And he goes, I know it because I sat next to Sean McDermott at the owners' meetings, which is a party for half of us, and Sean McDermott has got his planner out, and he's got every half hour block of his day scheduled out to even spend time with family is even blocked off. He's like, when I saw that, I realized that is a detailed dude. And I say all that just to say that even on a short week, I got a lot of confidence that this Bills team will be prepared.
That's one thing I got to do to spend more time with my family is write it in a book so that I remember to do it. I've got to do more of that.
If it's not scheduled, you'll put some in front of it.
I guess I deserve that. I brought it up, you know, on my own. A couple of minutes left with Eric Wood. So great weekend in the league, Eric. I mean, almost every game, starting with Carolina and the Rams on Saturday, ended up just being a thriller. Back and forth games. Philadelphia being out, that'll be an interesting offseason team, right? Philly with, you know, all the drama that there is there. Chargers last night. Looks like the film watchers today are really bummed out that Justin Herbert didn't go for it in this game. Like, just a lot of tucking and running and throwing it short. So they might have missed a chance there. And Lawrence, what did you think of Lawrence in our game? I feel like I'm harsh for saying it, but 4th and 2 at the 9 in the second quarter. I mean, he's a big guy. I just want a little bit more Allen from him, I guess, in a certain way.
Yeah, go run over somebody and go try and get in the end zone. And honestly, I felt like one of the best things about his game, and we might have talked about this last week on the show, was that in the red zone, he's running to score now. You're 6'6", 240 pounds. Go score. You know, the season's on the line. You can't get stopped an inch short when you dive like that. It's not third down. Like, Josh Allen came up just shy of the sticks, but he slid, but that was third down.
Right.
Big difference. And you'd love to say, Josh, dive forward. And I said it on the broadcast, like, that's a situation where you dive forward, but you're pretty confident on 4th and inches. On 4th down, go get the 1st down. And, you know, I've covered Trevor Lawrence since he was in college when I was with ESPN, and always very impressed with him as a person and his skill set and everything else. But to me, he's a little slow, a little methodical. He's got a long release, which is probably part of the reason we had 11 pass breakups yesterday. But he's uber talented, and Liam Cohen got him playing at the best level of his entire career. And then, man, running through those games, it was a fun weekend of football. Last night's game, you know, I'm obviously rooting for the Chargers because I'd love to see one more game at Highmark. And the fact that the Chargers had no answer for just continuous blitzes, and then when they weren't blitzing, it was obvious, but it didn't seem like they had anything good planned then. And, this is a banged-up Chargers offensive line, but I thought schematically they looked terrible as well to not have any answers. That Green Bay-Chicago rivalry is fun. It's almost like watching WWE leading up to it with all the hatred. And whether it's real or not, it's fun. You know, this is like the NFL doesn't, you know, we only play 17 regular season games, you go to the playoffs. Like, everybody doesn't need to be nice. It's not like the NBA where you're going to see these guys over and over and everybody's buddies and whatnot. Like, this is a physical game, and I like some of that.
Yeah, it seems pretty real to Ben Johnson. I would say that, unless he's just play acting.
I want to know, like, what happens at the coaches' meetings. Like, do they just avoid each other? Are they cordial there? Do they laugh it off? Like, when stuff like that happens, like the awkward exchange between Daboll and McDermott after the Giants-Bills game, like, do they just shake that off, or do they avoid each other? I don't know. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Real quick before you go, Eric, just a minute or two. I know you were only with Tre'Davious White as a player for that 1 year, his rookie year, his first year here, but obviously a tremendous performance by him yesterday, and there had to be a lot of emotion, I think, for anyone who's known, even from a distance, knowing what he's gone through. It can be emotional to think about and talk about, but man, what a game he had.
He did, and to battle back from what he did and to bounce around, and then, you know, this year, you know, a lot of scrutiny early in the season through training camp, the preseason, and then this second half of the season, he's been outstanding, and then yesterday was incredible. He has the pass breakup in the red zone earlier in the game, had another pass breakup, and then the one to seal it, you know, he's in press man coverage, which he was always kind of that physical zone corner. Well, he's playing press man. And my favorite part of the play is he purposely tips that ball up in the air instead of batting it down, and he flips his head around, assuming the safety's there, and he's celebrating even before Cole Bishop even fully secures it. Like, that is a veteran play. I mean, it just, like, that just screams experience, savvy. The game's slow. Like, if the game's moving too fast for you and you're a rookie corner in that situation, it's at the end of the game, you're thinking, just bat this ball down, do anything I can to get, you know, not give up the game winner here. Mm-hmm. And he bats it straight up in the air to make the game sealer. Like, to me, that just screams Tre'Davious White, you know, smart, hardworking, knows the situation. It's who he's been since he was when he first came to the Bills.
Glad this came up. Tre' White, great day. I saw you tweet about that play too. Watch right. Bosa on that play. And what is the left tackle doing, Eric? If you see that, if you watch the line on that one, he just walks right through him and he gets to Lawrence to put the pressure on there. We'll let you go here and we look forward to talking next Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Eric Wood on the Western Hotline. His weekly appearances here on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Join us next, if you would, 803-0550 for your comments. Sal at 5, the Sabres home to Florida. Pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, when he came back, he still wasn't really Trey because he was working through two major injuries. And yet in Trey's fashion, there's nobody that works harder. And he's gotten himself back now to where he is. He's playing really good football. And credit to him and the work that he's put in and our medical team as well. Just overall, he's just as good as there is in terms of his determination, his heart.
Sean McDermott on Tre' White. Lots of news with the injuries, and Sal will join us at 5. Good to see they're using those boots. A precautionary boot.
Precautionary boot. There it is.
Dalton Kincaid, precautionary boot. That's a put that name down for next year. Precautionary boot. No Gabe Davis. Too bad. That's hate to see that. Shavers hurt too. Shavers stayed in yesterday after his injury, I think, unless something else happened to him, but We all know it. They're already pretty light at that position. Sneaky Joe tweeted about how, I guess today around the league is when practice squad contracts run out.
Right.
And there could be some interesting names mm-hmm. there. Sherfield was here before.
Right.
Who was it that Joe mentioned? I saw KJ Osborne, who I think.
Yep, that was a name I saw.
You know, Vikings. Maybe was it UB maybe for a minute, Osborne?
Yes.
And there's somebody else there that Joe, I'm going to find out now, but yeah. Even Nyheim Hines
yeah,
is
I,
also.
I saw, yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if something's still up with Ty Johnson, like, I don't know. Yeah, they could have a very busy week in that way, depending on how severe this stuff is. Obviously, we know no Gabe Davis. Shavers, I guess, is a big one there because they've got, you know, what? I mean, Mecole Hardman for Gabe Davis. You know, that's he's here. Davis obviously goes to IR, so there's a roster spot. Then you just do that. Interesting, though, McDermott did mention amongst the news here that the practice window for two players is going to open this week. One is Ed Oliver, which a lot of people have been sort of waiting for and hoping for that at some point in the playoffs that could happen. We'll see if that means he has a chance at least to play on Saturday against Denver. Curtis Samuel is the other one who's been on IR, and I hadn't heard much about him at all. Somebody on Twitter, I think, after the game last night was asking me about him. Like, I got to find out. Like, I would think today is a day that McDermott either A, will tell you what's going on with Curtis Samuel, if anything, or if someone's going to ask him because they clearly have a need, again, at receiver with the injuries they've had, especially if Shavers misses time. I mean, I don't know what they do with him, like, because he's special teams guy, too, and just – that feels like it would be, as much as he's not super productive in the passing game, I feel like he's a lot to replace at this time of the year for them with all that he's done for them. He almost blocked a punt yesterday, too. First punt of the game. I mean, he was right there. Credit to him. Great job to get that close and not hit the punter.
Yeah.
I mean, that
was landed to the side.
Holy cow. Because I saw, you could tell even just watching it live. Boy, that was close, and I'm thinking, I'm waiting the whole time the ball's in the air, the camera pans to where Shakir's waiting for him, just like dreading the flag on the bottom of the screen just because I'm like, oh, man, anytime you almost get a block, it's not uncommon to see the flag for roughing, but he did a good job to stay away from the guy.
Robbie Chosen, the former Robbie Anderson, is the player right. Joe mentioned. I guess he was with Brady in Carolina. Lou is with us. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. I'm just curious if you were to put on your coaching hat on or offensive coordinator, how would you use Josh Allen? I mean, would you like, you know, have him drop back and just stay in the pocket and just like that Dan Marino style, you know, just avoid him getting injured. I know Denver's going to go after him. I know they'll probably try to take a game because he's their, you know, he's their whole offense, I would think.
Yeah, I think there was some of that in evidence yesterday. I don't know how dirty it got or how cheap it got, but I can't. Like, this is for the Super Bowl here. This is what it's all about. I can't. I don't even want to raise the subject with him. I got to trust Allen to a certain extent.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that can be intuitive if his knee is bothering him or whatever else is. So, I'm not writing up a different prescription for him.
I do think, I don't want to say regardless of the injuries, because who knows how much stuff is bothering him that, you know, he's never going to let on. He's always going to say he's fine. And so, you know, we don't really know. But I think all year there's been little signs that he's passed peak effectiveness, I think, as a runner. And I don't, he's still a weapon, but I feel like there have been plays this year, even before the foot thing cropped up, but there were a couple yesterday where he sees that daylight right from the pocket and he's like, I'm through there and it's 12 yards. And he's just getting clipped. I just think there's just a little it's age. It just happens. The injuries are only going to exacerbate that, I would expect. But so I don't think there's any reining them in, but I think we're starting to see like the other side of the mountain on Allen as a runner. I think we're almost there. Unless it's just circumstantial and like defenders just had better angles on him. I don't know, but I just feel like there were a few times this year, again, earlier in the year, where just getting clipped. He still had some great, incredible moments, but you don't get to be the best at that forever. You know, he's going to be 30, and it happens.
He still is, though, giving them insane value
inside
the 5.
No question.
Or inside the 11, I guess, in terms of yesterday. Just that power and strength is still very much there. Noah is next. Hi, Noah.
Hey, guys. And Bulldog, I agree with you. I was looking at the highlights from first and second year from him recently, and he's definitely lost a little bit of speed and a step, I would say. He still got it, but definitely a little less. Reason for my call. So I had three quick things I wanted to go over. I feel like we got pretty lucky playing on Sunday instead of Saturday. The weather on Saturday, that's what I looked up as soon as I saw the schedule.
Because it was hot. Like
83 and sunny.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was hot. So, 63 and cloudy, you know, if they had to play in that extreme heat again, like they did against the Dolphins earlier in the year, like I was at that game and it was brutally hot.
Okay. Okay. What else quickly?
Yeah. So, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but the Steelers actually haven't won 23 Monday night games in a row.
It wasn't a Monday night game that they won. The one that they lost to Washington, it wasn't an official Monday night football game. That's the difference.
Oh, okay.
It was a rescheduled something or other.
It was a rescheduled game from the COVID year.
Right.
Okay.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
That's a fair point. Last thing I was going to say, last time I called was when the schedule released, and I asked you about Joe Brady's lack of creativity, and I feel like we're literally in the exact same spot as we were last year. Like, first quarter, third and six, let's run Josh Allen up the middle with the box stuff. Like, why do we not have any bread and butter plays on third and long? My question really is, like, regardless of what happens this season, do you think that he'll be gone after this year? Would you want him gone, like, win or lose? Like, personally, whether we win the Super Bowl or lose next week, I think it's, you know, his time. He's kind of done what he can. He showed us what he has in 2.5 seasons, and I think something new would be, you know, better overall for the team.
Okay. Yep. Not thinking about it really at all yet, but I'm not going to say that I'd be close to it. if they made a change there. I don't think he's, you know, above that. So we'll see. See what happens in the remainder of their season. It should probably mean a lot to what ends up happening. Here's Brian next. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Bulldog, very astute, because I've been thinking that all year, a couple of times throughout the year, each game, it seems that that age thing, even though it's very, very subtle, that split second of reaction time where Josh used to just hit that hole immediately, you could just see him, his brain is, I mean, it's not a second, it's not a half a second, it's a split second, and that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And I think that's as much about reaction time as it is also about
foot speed, right.
Self-protection and speed, but but anyway, I wanted to just comment a couple things. One, thank you, Udunsky, or whatever that OC's name is at Jacksonville, because holy cow, they were just moving the ball on the run, 8 yards, 6 yards, and then you go away from it over and over again. And I was thinking, if I was a freaking Jaguar fan, my TV would have been broken, because they gave us a huge break by, you know, he goes, first and 10, run it 10 yards, run it 6 yards, run it five, and then try to pass it on first down. Not get it. Second and 10, now you can't run. Third and 10, now you're out. Three and out. And it was like, why are you doing this? But anyway, thank you, Grant, or whatever your name is. The other thing I wanted to just say on the coaching, one of the best coaching jobs of the season, more so on defense, and obviously that had a lot to do with what you talked about already with the, you know, a lot of the subtle movements and subtle changes that were made after the the coach could no longer talk to Trevor.
Yeah.
But I think I think Poyer being out made a big difference. And Hancock's very physical, great tackler. But yeah, he was a split second slow, so that made a difference.
All right. Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars still. I hear your point on that they could have run more, but they still were pretty efficient. I mean, they did not get into those kind of third and 10 or whatever situations often enough. I mean, even if they did, they punted twice in this game. So really, it didn't kill them. I would say that you could say that. It's also easy to say because, you know, what you didn't work well enough. But yeah, I was thinking about Bashel Tootin going into this game for Jacksonville, and he got some looks.
He did. He got off pretty well. But in the end, it's another game where them getting gashed on the ground didn't really burn them.
Bills, yeah.
You know, it's been really most of the year. Again, it's not optimal, and it is a way that you can get beat. It's just very rarely resulted, in my opinion, as like the reason that they didn't win a game.
We'll talk to Sal at 5, Football Monday. The Sabres host Florida tonight. Kind of big for January. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.